SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Today we look at the Child Development Agency's focus for 2014. And if you've ever set sail a paperboat, you'll enjoy today's glimpses of Jamaica. Stay with us.
Teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
The Child Development Agency, CDA, is moving to improve its service delivery and responsiveness this year. Acting Chief Executive Officer of the CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray, says early assessments is a critical pillar of the new thrust, as this will allow the agency to carry out more needs-based interventions, which will better assist the children it serves.
For 2014, we want to improve our response level of responsiveness to our clients. As you know, we do investigations of children who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned. And we want to get to those children as early as possible because we find that the early intervention is able to help them.
Mrs. Gage Gray was speaking at the official opening of My Father's House recently. My Father's House is a transition facility for female wards of the state located in Reading, St. James. The My Father's House facility was donated to the Child Development Agency, CDA, by United States-based charity organization Embracing Orphans. Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that will monitor and evaluate progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. To find out more, visit the PIOJ's website at pioj.gov.jm or log on to vision2030.gov.jm. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
In the afternoon, coming from school, then we used to, as soon as the rain started to fall, we would make some little boats, and we'd drop them in the water. We would normally walk miles and watch them, like the boat, you watch the boat on the sea. You could see maybe a dozen boys doing that same thing every evening. It used to be nice, very nice. And that was some of the activities that we used to do.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or just give us a call at 926-3590-24.
Ready to go, Jody?
Yes, Mommy. But I have to do one little thing.
What's that?
Even though I'm in the back seat, I have to fasten my seatbelt.
Oh, you remember.
That's a good girl.
My teacher told me that wearing a seatbelt can save lives.
That's right.
I want to grow big like you, Mommy.
You will.
Remember now, Jody. No hand outside the window. No head outside the window.
Yes, I know. Road safety.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Jamaica welcomes 2 million visitors, a first in the nation's history. Smoking ban implemented, more benefits for the vulnerable, increased opportunities for home ownership, 2 IMF tests passed, more resources for the police, government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry, right here on this station, January 6 to 16.
And that's it for our trek, Roundabout JA. Thanks to Prince Moore, our engineer. I'm Ruth and Carr, reminding you to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.